Today, from among the 17 praises composed by Nagarjuna, I will briefly explain the praise of the Dharma Dhatu, which accords with the view of the great Madhyamaka Shinto.
In order to cut through the root of samsara, which is the root of all faults, which is the clinging to a self, the view of the Shravaka on non-self is taught. In order to cut through one's clinging to dualistic perception, the Chitta Mantra view is taught, in which emptiness of the duality of perceived and perceiver constitutes genuine reality. And in order to cut through the clinging to this life, the view of the Svatantrika Madhyamaka has been taught, with its teaching on the emptiness of true existence. And in order to enable us to destroy the mental elaborations in which we conceive of reality as being something existent or non-existent and so on, in order to dissolve these mental elaborations into the expanse of emptiness, the Prasangika Madhyamaka view has been taught. And in order to understand that the basic nature of mind is empty of the imaginary and the dependent natures and consists in the fully present nature, which itself is clear light, whose very essence is completely free of any stain or imperfection, the Shentong has been taught. And of these five, the praise of the Dharma Dhatu accords with the fifth, the view of the Shentong.
Gombo Lodroje, Polo Tangbu Gonder Jitenju, Parpa Gonder Jitenju, Tama Gonder Jitenju, Somyavare, Polo Tangbu Gonder Jitenju, the Kipatin La Soba, Tam Jetso, Tam Sijit, the Kachekeba, Tam So, Tam Jetso Sigirin, Tam Jetso, the Kipetin la soba, the colo tambu gonde re tamso. Colo parpa hirap de paru de sembendo de nam de gonde, uma repetso, uma tava hirap la soba. Then in colo somba de hini botembendo de nam de gonde, then toipetso, toiso jubdinere. Then nam de nani, then in the colo somba gonde, chuinto bate.
Then from among the various works that have been composed by Nagarjuna, there are works corresponding to each of the turnings of the wheel of Dharma. For example, Nagarjuna's letter to his friend corresponds to the first turning of the wheel of Dharma and is called the collection of discussion. And here the term discussion
refers to a discussion of the first turning of the Wheel of Dharma and the various teachings included there. Then the works of Nagarjuna, which correspond to the middle turning of the Wheel of Dharma, and therefore correspond to the Prajnaparamita Sutras, are the collection of words called the collection of Madhyamaka reasoning, which contains a number of texts, for example, the Mula Madhyamaka Karikas and so on. And then from among his works, the one which corresponds to the Shentong view is the praise of the Dharmadhatu, which is one of his most important works.
Danda Oma, Oma Ranjay, Dan Tanjur Nije, Yon Simu Oma, Saba Hirabe, Saba Hirabe, Rabze Nija Sabdenje, Tiki, Rabze Nija Sabden, Tiki Nija Sabdenje, Dundu, Mama Hussein Bari, Hussein Bari. Reba?
From the middle turning of the Wheel of Dharma, or those works of Narayana which correspond to the middle turning of the Wheel of Dharma, include the Mula Madhyamaka Karikas with its 27 chapters, which Rinpoche has previously explained by selecting the most essential verse from each of the chapters and explaining that. So that it is that text from which both, or to which both the Svadhantrika Madhyamaka and the Prasangika Madhyamaka trace their origins.
Begin by engendering the enlightened attitude of the mind.
A chujing so topa, chujing topa dela, sing jake tampeke nile, jagrake do, danma dardo sastapam. Poke the chujing so topa, he's over.
So this text called Praise to the Dharmadhatu is in Sanskrit called Dharma Dhatu. And in Tibetan it's called Chiyin Sutupa, which many of you translated as Praise to the Dharmadhatu.
Paban Jambar Yonur Jyobala Santhalo, the Jagar Jekke Nipeke La Jyoba Katsu Lo Tava Namje, Jyosayin Saru.
And first there is a prayer which says, I bow to the noble youth Manyuku. This is the prostration made at the time when this text was translated from the Sanskrit into the Tibetan.
So
the first verse of the text itself says, anyone completely ignorant of this circles in the three forms of existence. I bow in frustration to the Dharmadhatu, which is definitely present in all beings.
Chuyin deke nyingbo, kanye kuento mahina, tada mahina, kuento mahina, seba somdo nam korwa, de seba somde, se somjin jokso de, Sabo lei sepa sadeng mei sepa sabla lai sepa yang sigiri. Yang sepa somde kam somde jana yang garba yamara. Seba comes from the Nambaram Korwa. De Karre. Simjin Kun and Ninebe. Simjin Kun. Simjin Tamjil and Nebar Nebe. When the Simjin Zangbol and Nek and Nebal and Neba Tava Mahimba. Simjin Kun and Nebar Neba the Karres and a Chuji Yindri. Chuying de Hingbore. Chuying de Hingbo Tela.
So, Dhammadatu is this that if there is a completely lack of knowledge or awareness about it, then there is the circling in the three types of existences. And the three types of existences are sometimes presented as being above the ground, which are gods, on the ground, which are humans, and under the ground, which are the naga. But also you could state it as the three types of spheres to desire, form, and form. So if there is a complete lack of awareness about the Dhammadhatu, then you have these three types of existences. The Dhammadhatu is that which definitely is present in all sentient beings. So it is definitely present in beings whether they have a good mentality or whether they have a negative mentality. Nagarjuna starts out by frustrating and bowing to this Dhammadhatu, which is the Buddha nature of all sentient beings with respect.
Tambunde and the he mango zogomar and the he dudujis over it. Dijun sing carasena in a Nyama nala, Kejo nala goka javiore, Tine Kinisha, Tambatarpo. Dijus.
The Rinuki will make this very brief because he wants to finish this text in 5 days and there should be a new translator for each day, so he will just do it very brief.
Tine Dejachimbore, Maumbala and Bejapazov.
But this text has a very vast meaning, so in the future we will explain it more gradually.
Kanjin Kurva Jorjurva Tini Jamba Sebali, Takpa Tini Nyaminde, Chujakoyang Tini Do.
So the second verse reads, this is what makes up the ground of samsara. When the purification process has been undergone, this is the purity in nirvana. The Dhammakaya is also this.
Kaya Korva Jorjur Basa, the Mato na, Nelog Mato na, Semje Nelog Dehi Nibo Kaya Mato na, Marikpe Wangan Korva Jorjur Basa. Kaya Ba, Tini, Dehi Nibo Tini, Jamba Sebale, Lohan Trupe Treme Dred Deba Tini, Lohan Trupe Trema Jang De. Tusan gombe kirab di jamba seba le tini takpa di tobre, takpa tini karre. Lovon trupe trema takpa tini nyangin len debare, nyande tobre. Chuje koyang tini to takpa tini nyande yang re, chuje koyang tini re. Kosom je nani tini tundan chuje koyang tili yin yomare tini re.
So this is what makes up the ground of samsara. So this, when you haven't realized the nature of mind, the bodhicitta, due to the Buddha nature, due to ignorance of this nature, you have samsara. But through gradually purifying this Buddha nature, these fleeting stains of delusion can be purified away through listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings, and it can be purified. This completely pure state is, when you have undergone this process, then this completely pure state is also called nirvana, and also the dharmakaya. So from among the three kayas, the Dharmakaya is the kaya of genuine reality, and this purity is also Dharmakaya.
Dordona, Simchin Tamche, Simche Nelo, Dehi Ningbo, Tini, Lovun Tripitaba, Jamajana, Tana, Te Nyande and Tere, Chuka and Tere, Nyande, the Chuka Tele Jinda Yayam.
So if the fleeting stains of delusion are purified away from the Buddha nature which is present in all sentient beings, then the result of this purity is nirvana, it is the Dharmakaya, it is nothing other than that.
Chetaroma tang depe margin yung bo manangwa, teki nyumong tang depe chuji yung jang mantongo.
The third word, verse 8, in the same way as butter, the extract, is not evident when still mixed with the milk. Similarly, when mixed with affliction, the Dharmadhatu cannot be seen either.
Ona, dehi nyingbo de semjin tamje je semjin chunye do ne na semjin su rang chunye mantong ma kar re sa na te mantong ba jum chen pe go ni ten ba pe je ta na oma tang de pe oma tang de pa ome oma tang de pe se na mar je oma la mar yo na ya mar je nyingbo mana wa pe te yin do nyumong tang de pa te se na Same Nelo, they sing Yingbo Yang, Yumong, then Dribam, Yumong, Tang, Dribet Junsin, Junin, they sing Yingbo, Same Janelo, they sing Yingbo Yin Jang, Same Jan and the Madongo, Tongomari. They pay Goni, Same Janelo, they sing Yingbo Yin, a young Madonga, pay Gon Debra.
So if it is the case that all sentient beings has this Buddha nature, the fundamental ground of mind, then how come that it is not obvious to them? So to explain this, an example is given. In the same way as butter, when it's still blended with the milk, even though the butter is inside the milk, it is blended with it, so you cannot see the butter, you only see the milk. Similarly, even when the nature of mind, the Buddha nature, is mixed with afflictions, or disturbing emotions, it is only these afflictions that appear. So even though sentient beings have this Buddha nature, the fundamental nature of mind, and they don't, it is not obvious, you cannot see it. So this is an example on how beings, how the Buddha nature are not seen in
being. Dina nga so, tepa chimbi lola simjin je sanje drupa te, oma jang te, ma drupa yendo, simje ne lok dekhi nyingbu divzi je trama jang te, nyingbu ngondu se ba. Tenda wala sanje
si. So, now, on the Mahayana, one has to accomplish Buddhahood. So in the same way as you process milk in order to get the butter out of it, similarly, beings have to go through a process where they purify the stains that cover their Buddha nature, and then they will be able to make this evident.
Dina nga cho tikpa chenpo pachu sanje drupa te tanda oma drogo yere. Oma drogo yere. Then he mark at his auto. I don't know. I don't know.
So, as a Mahayana Buddhist, you should churn the butter. And when you will get the result and taste the butter, this one has to see individually how much you churn it.
Then, Oma. Oma ta mar sosor seba, oma topa tela tsorwa hajan hyok chenpo mayinpa, hajan zoypo yang mayinpa uma gogore. Tsorwa hajan hyok che, cho tsawo lok tobo zona, mar tong toko mara meba chari. Yang tsorwa lo te nima re la te tsaka ke yog, strong na yana yang mara chenko mara. Tsorwa hajan hyok chenpo yang mayinpa, chenpo yang mayinpa, hajan zoypo yang mayinpa uma zogore. Oma topa mar tong to kande gogondo ta gogondo.
Also, it's important not to churn, talk too heavily or too relaxedly, if you do this process with too much force and you pour too much hot water, which is obviously the case, then the butter won't be, you won't get anything out of it. On the other hand, if you do it too relaxedly, that you just go to this container where you turn the milk once a day and do a few movements, then also you won't get anything out of it. So neither too forcefully and or too relaxed, but in the middle, then it will work. In the same way as butter, the extract is no longer veiled when the milk has been processed, similarly when afflictions have been purified away, the Dhamma Dhatu will be entirely free of imperfection.
Marge Ningbo, Omen Ningbo Mare, Omen Ningbo, Martini, Tama Meba, Monsom, the Yurva Pit, Yendo, New Mumba Dizzi, New Mumba Tama, Oma Tava Jame, then Ningbo Chuji Ying Martava, then Monsom the Jugre.
So, how is it possible to purify the afflictions the way that the nature of mind can be realized? This is done in the same way as you, through processing milk, can extract the essence, namely the butter, which is veiled inside the milk. So in the same way as through purifying the milk away, which is in this case is a kind of obscuration, you will get to the essence, the butter. And similarly, through purifying the afflictions away, which are like the obscurations, then the essence, the Dhamma Dhatu, will be evident, will become manifest.
So
all the Buddhas in the past, the way they did it were that they churned the milk and removed, and through that removed the milk and got the butter. The present Buddhas are in the process of removing the milk, churning the milk, and the future Buddhas will have to see how they gradually will churn the milk and get to the essence of the butter.
Tina Oma Pete Yabu Yere, Oma Mato, perhaps of Marta, Oma Yerme, but a social seya, your mare. Tene taught the Oma the young tattoo, Oma Lihin the Jope Mar Zoya Yavare, Martoya Yavare, Pete Yabu Kira.
So this milk and butter is a very good example because in the beginning they are, you cannot distinguish them when the butter is still mixed with the milk. There's no way to distinguish what is butter and what is milk.
But through
churning the milk, then you will see how something completely different comes out, namely butter.
Tene oma te tong kepa tione ten ten mar tong to gure pe te yendo ngatsu sanjok sanje je kompang drope je ten teso tsana sanje je kompang ten ten drop to gure.
And in the same way as if somebody is really skilled in churning milk, then definitely this person will get butter out of his work. And similarly, if you are about to travel the path towards Buddhahood, to attain Buddhahood, then if you are skilled and you assemble the right causes and conditions, then there are no doubts that you will attain Buddhahood. You don't need to doubt
this.
The fifth
verse
just as a butter lamp burning inside a vase will not be visible in the slightest, similarly the Dhammadhatu cannot be seen either as long as it remains inside a friction's vase.
Chuen deke nyenpo semchen tamche le ne na ya muntong pe pe che pe na marme pomba nang to ne che pomba ka che na yong che na war ma jor wa marme marme wo te chuen ze zang jang tong to ma re na war ma jor wa pe te yin do te dang ra wa nyo mong ba pomba zo zu ko ba re nyo mong ba pomba na la ne pe chu ji yin jang Nyumong ke dhivzi je trama Nyumong ma jang na thong to gomare. Kha yo ma.
So if you take a butter lamp and you put it inside a vase or a container and you close it carefully, then the light of this butter lamp will not be seen at all. Similarly, if the Dhammadhatu is inside the afflictions vase, here afflictions are similar to the vase and Dhammadhatu to the butter lamp, then also due to being covered by afflictions, the Dhammadhatu cannot be seen. So this is another example on how the Buddha nature cannot be seen or is not visible for sentient beings.
Simjian tamjian je simjian nian lu dexi yingbo ju jing. Simjian je mentong pa jun zin yu te nyumong ji drepa se. Pen na pam nang ka pam bai ki. Ta jor kun. Tienda wo cha pa.
So given all sentient beings who have the Buddha nature, the fundamental ground of mind, they cannot see this nature because it is covered over by afflictions. Like similar to a butter lamp inside a vase.
So na kangdan kangdan ni pomba poka
to jorpa. To a hole made in this vase, whether it be in one direction or another, its natural light will shine forth in exactly that very direction.
Tene pomnanga pomba te Sell a sarpo you want a pamba jago, do you not jack down keba gore? Jack down keba, madam, pamba de la toaji jana, me and yambo land over it. Ta cante gogando. So on the gang dang gandani, sha lo, no san la soba, gangni, pamba de, pamba la, poga to a barajorwa, poga tuna, teta poga, poga tan hole, gang dang gang do yoba, teta de, so ni. Tene, oje rangin te sarpun tongare. Pe te jendo, semjene lo derhi nyingbo la dribzi je trama. Tene nyumong so rembe jang na, jangwa jendo, derhi nyingbo te sardo sardo nogare.
So, if you have this butter lamp inside the vase and you can't see its light at all, then you have to be skilled how to break the vase in order to see this light. It's no good if you just use all your force and you smash the vase completely, then also the light inside will extinguish. So you have to be careful how you do it. So you do it in the way that you make small holes in the vase from you can in all four directions. Make it fragile, make small holes, and through doing this, then from all these small holes, whether it be south, north, west, or east, then the light from the butter lamp will be seen more and more clearly.
More and more.
So similarly, when you want to see the nature of mind, the Buddha nature, which is covered by the afflictions, then you have to gradually purify the afflictions away and the Buddha nature will become more and more evident to you.
Tene tekpa chenpe lo la sa tangpo ni jopa pato sa jo xe yore. Sa jo yore mba teya poka la ekong chong chong ki po na wo chong chong jing yore sa tangpo ni. Then they poka cherry cherry dana was so mangun tuna was a cherry cherry dog. Then I get about Depa Jamma Rambari Mato, Nanga Marmel, let you have a kind of woman.
So the Mayana speaks of 10 bhumis, so 10 levels of realization, where the first level of the first bhumi could be compared to making a small hole in this vase, and you see some light coming out from that hole. And then gradually you make the holes more and more and bigger, and the light can shine forth more and more. And this is only how much light you see is only a matter of how many holes you make. The light inside the vase, whether you have many holes or no holes, there's no difference.
Then you net and out. Can't it? Kanse dorje tabo ye pamba tena cha chepa. Teche tena naunga yenta tokpa da naamarsi.
At the moment when the Vasha light samadhi shatters this vas, at that very moment its light shines throughout the reaches of space.
Tene pamba tela so kasakane ekong chongchong pongna, tene woka ekong rere ne wo yongare netin rawo chakare. Ta netin rawo traba te, tene dorje tabo tingin zenge. Kanga chom gogodo, kanga chom sana tene, mame kanga sabotongre.
So when you have made many, many holes in this vase, this vase will become almost like just a net surrounding the borderland, and you will see the light very clearly. At that point, then you need the Vasha light samadhi to remove this vase net. And then when this has been done, the butter lamb will be able to be seen in all directions from everywhere.
Chuji ying ne tie ma yi nam yang ga kwa ren jura mi tu nam kun tu nyomo mi toma ban tar tamata.
The Dharma Dhatu has not been born and never will it cease at any time. At all times it is totally unafflicted, free from imperfections in the beginning, middle and end.
And that then Rabu Pambala Ekong Pog na Utos Yuma, Ekong Mambo Tona Wazer Mambo Yuma, Pamba Kanga Chana Sarpo Yuma, Tendrawo Pe Tendrawo Yina, Deki Nimbola Chenga Yereva Samna, Tene Chenga Yomari. Chuji Ying the Chema, Chu Ying Deki Nimbote Tangbo Cheva Mepare, Tangbo Machipare, Tangbo Machipa Sena Namian Gakwan Joame. Namdo yang gakwa yomari, jenga yomari. Namba kundu nyumong me, anna chuyen ranga ngola tama yorebe, nyumong yorebe. Chuyen ranga ngowam, rangyiyam, hilog la, tene nyumong yomari. Ne tanda, manme te pambe drapa nangyere. Manme pambe drapa kapsa, manme ranga ngola pambe tama yomari. Sene drapte mani. Thoma pantha tama me, dekhi nyumbo tama meba te, tangbo ne tama, thoma ne tama meba. Pada trama meba, tama trama meba, thoma pada tama tamjele trama meba. Yeah.
So if it is the case, like you heard in the example above, that you make small holes in the vase and then light radiates forth, then is it the case that the Buddha nature has the beginning, that it is created at some point? But this is not the case. The Dhamma Dhatu, the nature of mind, the Buddha nature, has never been born or created, and never will it cease at any time. So because it is unborn or not created, then also it cannot cease. Then one can ask, well, is it the case that the Buddha nature, in its very makeup, in its essence, has afflictions, is stained by anyway? This is also not the case. It is totally unafflicted at any time, similar to the borderland inside the vase. It is merely a matter of whether how thick or how holy this vase is, whether you see the flame or not, or the light or not. The light itself inside the vase is not stained or veiled. And also, it is the Buddha nature, the Dharma Dhatu, is completely free of any imperfection in the beginning, in the middle, or in the end.
Tena nga so tepa chenpi jo la lo la chu nyamsi lemba te cholam je kap so pamnang ka pamba te chok chen rawa ya fu chik la tangbo ya gogando ten rawa re. Jolam je kap so tongpa nyi gom teni tusang gombe kirab se ba te pamba te matangpa sila trama yo na pamba tsama zo re. Teni tongpa nyi gomba te pamba la ek Tony Gomba de Pombala Ekompo Yaga Tandis over it. Nam sang for the Gumundo. Tene Satan for Tona, Tene Tony, Pombala Ekongi over it, Tene Ekonga Pombala, Natsu Ekompo. Tanda Tony Gomum Gomba de Pombala Ekompo Yaga Tandis over it.
So, when practicing the Mahayana, in the beginning, when you are on the path of accumulation, then this is similar to putting this vase with the butter lamp inside on a nice table. So you take it up and you put it on a nice table. When you are on the path of application, when you meditate on emptiness, then this is similar to starting to removing dirt from the outside, from the surface of the vase. And when you have removed and polished this vase, then at the first bhumi, then you are able to make a small hole in the vase and a little bit of light shine forth. And then through progressing on the 10 bhumis, then you have more and more holes in the vase and you see the light more and more clearly. So what we are actually doing here as Mahayana Buddhists, we are preparing ourselves for making holes in the vase.
Tam bendu ye pi tenpa ni dibzi do tang. Dibzi nyumung do tang. Dibza deki nyumung bendu ye pi tenpa ni jeta rinchin bendu ya dunam kundu wo sayang. Doi nana ne jo na te wo ne sarma yin de. Deka su so wo pi katan tenpa.
So the next verse is an example on how the precious stone of lapis lazuli is covered over when it's inside normal rocks. So the rocks are the cover and the precious stone is what has to be uncovered. So just as the precious stone of lapis lazuli always shines with a clear glow, nevertheless when hidden inside stones, its glow is not evident.
Pe chetana rinpoche bendroya tunam koindo rangang wo tunam koindo wo sayang bendroya la rangin ji wo yere sikido doi nana ne chona ina ya doi nana ne yimpa kapso wo te senin tong to kumari te wo nama sarmayin doi nana ne pa kapso wo sagamare doi tama kanga jang na wo sagamare
So it is said that the precious stone of lapis lazuli, by itself naturally, it always shines with a clear glow. So this precious stone shines by itself. But when it is hidden inside stones, then it is not possible from the outside to see that this is the case, that the lapis lazuli has this glow. So what one has to do is to remove the stones and then it's the natural clear light will be able to be seen. So maybe there are some of you who are learned in these
things.
Similarly, even though covered by afflictions, the Dhammadhatu is totally free of stains. When in samsara the glow is not clear, when transcending suffering it will clearly shine.
Te gyen kepa te doi trepe pendraya te do te pa jana o sarva te gyen do
So in the same way as this last lapis lazuli, when it's covered by stones or hidden inside stones, you can't see its clear glow, then also the Dhamma Dhatu, even though its essence is entirely free of any imperfections, when it's covered by afflictions, you're not able to see this. So when you have the case of samsara, then its light is covered over by the afflictions and it is not able to be seen. But when this fundamental nature of mind, the Buddha nature, when all the stains are purified from it, as well as all the karmic tendencies, then this light will be able to shine forth.
Kesan de jay lama tan tibandawa, tangbo, tsikamba ye pe ye, tene tan da ye.
So this way of explaining it is similar to the way this is explained in the Jui Lama, where first you give examples and then you show how these examples apply to the Buddha nature.
Kami nane le se pe sale dram dan tongwan jo. Kami nane le se na nyumong beba, nyumong ba ye ke par se.
If the basic element is present, through actions performed, the purest of gold is seen. If the basic element is lacking, through actions performed, nothing but afflictions will develop.
Sir Sali Dram say, Hajan Sir Yapo is second though. May Sir Yapo ha column. Sir Sali Dram de Doinani Sari. Come, Yona, come, Derek King in Bo Mero. Sir Jay come, Sir Sali Dram de, Sir Jay come de Doila, Yona, Do the young Lega Sepe. Sir Sali Dram Tong Tugre, Top Tugre. Come in and said you come dola, do tela, said you come down, said mina, do parba ina, lega, cate, jamna young, new moon baki, keep out of say, new moon bakale caromado, said Toyama. Pay take in though, not so come here, can't the king in boy ever send a Sanji to come back to Tugre. The king in bomena, Kaba cate, and a young dubjone, Pendokan.
So if the basic element is present, this means if you have gold pieces inside a stone, then through working on the stone and removing the obscurations, then this the purest of gold, you are able to bring it forth. The salad drum in the Tibetan is a kind of extraordinary gold, really the purest of gold. Whereas if it's the case that you're just working on an ordinary stone and you don't have, if it's a stone where there's no gold inside from the beginning, then no matter how much you work on it, you will only have trouble and difficulties. So similarly, if the basic element, the Buddha nature, is present inside of beings, then one is able to purification, to get it out or to see it. So this verse is presenting the qualities of having the basic element, the Buddha nature, and the logical force if you wouldn't have it. Then you, no matter how much you work, you couldn't bring it forth.
Dene Jui Lama le kate sanje kame na dola chowar ma jorje. Nyangi delan dhoba tan tenyen meba meba jorson. Khaan dekhi nyingbo me na donga la sem chowar chi kikmare. Nyangi len dheba lo, nyangi len dheba tarpa dundu je lo kikmare sonbare. Detan da woyuta.
대단 총박. So, In a verse in the Jhulama or the Mahayana Charitamrita Shastra, it is said that if the basic element wasn't present inside all sentient beings, then they would not feel the suffering and the difficulties, and also they would not be able to give rise to the need of attaining liberation. This would not be possible if they didn't have the Buddha nature inside of them.
Then Naran Sola Sanji Jikam Yura Karasana Dungala Sem Chogando Dungale Tandu Tandu Jilo Chevate Dikini Buyabatare.
So a sign that all of us have the Buddha nature is that neither of us likes suffering. We are very fed up with suffering, and because we are fed up with suffering, we want to attain or strive for a liberation from the suffering. So this fact that we're tired of suffering and want liberation from it, this is a sign that the Buddha nature, that we all have this Buddha nature. Similarly, if you take a person and you put him in jail, then naturally this person will be tired of being captured inside this jail, and he will develop the wish to get out. This is another example.
Tetar Bumbe, Yo Jurpe, Sovan de Vurumundota, taking your monkey, your wet, and Sanji Jimata. Happy with it.
Just as unhusked grains are not considered to be the resulting product because they are still covered by the husk, likewise, the term Buddha is not used for that which is still covered by affliction.
And then also, Simjin Tamje, La Sanji Jimbo Yona, Sanji is in the meantime, Kadeyomo.
If the Buddha nature is present in all sentient beings, then how do we use the term Buddha? What is meant? Why do we use the term Buddha? So here is an example. In the same way as a grain, if it's still covered by its husk, then we don't use unhusked grain to eat. And similarly, when the basic nature of mind is still covered by affliction, this state of mind, you cannot use the term Buddha for this.
Tene de te don de papa kanga meba tang sama zo kato zona tene de de minta gre tene de te kochi.
Whereas if you remove the husk from the kernel itself and
and you have this, in this case, white rice coming, then this is something you can use. This is to be considered a result.
In the same way as the kernel itself becomes evident when freed of its husk, likewise when freed of affliction, Dhammaka itself is clearing.
Chetar Bumba te Pakware, de te Pakwale Trona, Pakwale Trona, de ni, Munsom the Nawan Jovatar, be taking the new Mumba Devzi Le Trona, Tennis Engineer de Hinibo, Chuka de Hinibo, Tenny, Rabdo Savatur, Munsom the Savare, Tene Takwani, Denji Chukur.
In the same way as the food itself or the rice itself is freed from its husk, which was covering it, then you can clearly see that this is rice. The rice itself is manifest that becomes obvious. And similarly, when you remove the afflictions which are covering the nature of mind, the Buddha nature, then the Dhammakaya itself, or the Buddha nature, the fundamental ground of mind, will be extremely evident. And for this you call it the Buddha with the two forms of truth. So when we are practicing the Mahayana on the way to Buddhahood, then what we do is that we slowly remove the heart from the brain.
Then De Papa Jangwan Layan, so what Hajan Sok Chimbo say na, Nanga Deva Tok Tok Mara Land over there. Hajan Zho Nayan Deva Mara.
So when we are so in the same way as when you want to remove the husk from the rice, you cannot use too much force or the result will be lost, and also you can't do it with too little force. Similarly, when you practice the Mahayana, you have to do it not too forcefully and not too relaxedly, but you have to take the middle of the path.
So by Sokchen, Otanga, Sanjay Dugin say, Dawakake, Tokche, Yang Mazu, Tanekawa Chepa Yina, Sanjay Dug Tugumari, Chigri. Luke it looks. Yes, and Kalakata.
So, for example, if you put too much effort into it and you say, oh, now I really want to accomplish Buddhahood, and you do ascetic practices and all kinds of things for half a year, then you won't be able to accomplish Buddhahood, you will only ruin your body. Now I really will accomplish Buddhahood and I won't have any conflicts at all and I won't be distracted at all, then through thinking like this, your mind will be really agitated and you won't be able to accomplish anything.
So
therefore, without using too much force and also not doing it too relaxedly, one has to take this middle strength and walk the path to do it.
Chukin Ningbo Mido Kinjikin Nan Persijan. The endeavor Ningbo Ni Namosawa Sepatar.
Said that a banana tree has no essential fruit. Even though this is used as an example for the world, it bears the fruit with essence. When you eat it, it is sweet.
Kova dekar senan, kova ningbo meba inayang, tambechu nyami senan ningbo lang tukure, kova nang, te pei gwan tembare. Chuchen kela kenla ningbo medo ki, chuchen la ningbo meba pere, ningbo medo ki, jikinje kam der per secha, ningbo meba pe, chuchen ka tungu jagare, inayang, te chuchen kele, chuchen teye, devo, teyen devo ningbo ni.
So this is an example for how something which lacks an essence, in this case how samsara has no essential case, still you are able to extract an essence from it. So the banana tree is used in the world as an example for something who has no essential pieces, has no inner core, yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, even though this is the case, then its fruit, namely the banana itself, it has essence because it's very sweet.
Mm.
When you eat it, you can take it and eat it and it's very sweet.
Ningbo may but pay take it. Ningbo mepen kovale, nimong zepan trapio, na tein devo sanjeni, luchin namje du senjo. Aha. Yeah.
Likewise, samsara lacks essential peace, but by freeing oneself from affliction's cage, this will result in Buddhahood. It is the nectar of all embodied beings.
Korwa nyingbo mepa le, nyingbo mepen kova le, ting dotho, rima tuenda che kore, nyingbo mepen kova le, kova nyingbo mepa le, nyamong zep dang trap jo na, nyomong ba zep nete dang trapar jo na, teye, nyomong ke zep dang trapa yen drepa, te sanje re, sanje ni, sanje te ni, sanje te, Tamanda Travis Sanjay Tini, Lutin Kunji Dissertor, Lutin Simpin Tamje, Tini, Numong, Yomba Sepe Dissertor.
So, similarly, this samsara has no essential pith, it lacks any essential core. Nevertheless, if you can free yourself from the net or the cage of affliction, then what you will get out of that, of doing so, is Buddhahood. The state of Buddha, which is free of any imperfection. So this ability to be freed from the net of afflictions is the nectar or the nectar of everyone with body, or all embodied beings.
This is just okay. Pena malare pe tambo donga malare pala tambo donga chimbo hajan donga chimbo chong tene hajan dekwa chimbo sa tene kawa chimbo che chu nyam silang te troka topo kapsu tene chetan shawa tundu la yang pin topa chetan tundu la nawa chetan tundu nawa la chu je dra dra pe shawa jika ike chetan cherawa kondo chebe tene duzer chobare
So, for example, in the case of Milarepa, in his life story, it told how in the beginning he had a very difficult time, he had a lot of suffering, and due to that he committed a lot of negative actions, but then he went through a lot of ascetic practice, purified, and he attained siddhis, and through his siddhis he was able to help even dogs and deer and other animals, like it is presented in the story with the deer who was afraid of the hunter's dogs, so it came to lie down in front of him. So in this way Milarepa, through attaining attaining Buddhahood, then he was able to give nectar or tissue to the animals. The nectar from his attainment helped the other sentient beings.
Te yin do re chong pa lo tong ta lo la chukwa shor bu kap so re chong pa kondro sa na jukpa kono lo tong ta lo dong dong yang ke che tin do bu kap so Malare Pakan Gorsumbe, the name Rejomba Kondo Chiba Dutri Chiba. Kondo Chiba.
Another example is Rejomba, when
Loton Talo. Gihinira, Loton Talo.
Yeah. When two geishas, one of them called Loton Dalo, he insulted Milarepa, and Rechongpa got very angry with him and grabbed a stick and wanted to beat him up. And then Milarepa sang a song to Rechongpa, and this song was like the beauty coming from, the nectar coming from Milarepa, which was able to pacify Rechongpa's anger.
No, I can't tell what it is. They covered the Dengbazo. They gained some tamjele, jyotan dhāven dhēvan jōng sāngu mē pān dhēyō pā shī tīng kāngka dhōparam.
Similarly, from all seeds a fruit will grow forth which corresponds to its cause. For there to be a fruit without a seed, can anyone be knowledge if that is there?
The payek te tenne si ji te koga te mtimbo zoko. Pe te yendo sawo tamje le devan yungare, devan yunga te ya jo sawo tan draven devan yunga. Toga sawo le toga devan chegare, minche kumare. Minche sawo le minche devan chegare. Ngarmo sawo ngarmo le devan ngarmo ta sawo chumo le devan chumo. Tete tangna ngarchor chegare, ngarmo ta. Sawo mepa de yopa, sawo mepa la devan yopa, hitin kanga dopa nu. Hirap da denpa, lodu da denpa kanga, sawo mepa deva suyang dobya ke dup thuka maare, dupa samu tanga maare. Sawo mepa deva thubya samu tanga, kukpa re. Hitin kanga dopa nu.
So in the Tibetan here, there is a printing error, it's a bigu, it should be a drengu. So it says, similarly, all seeds will produce a result. And not only will they produce a result, but this result will also be similar to the seed itself. For example, poison will always, a poisonous seed will always give rise to a poisonous result, and medicine, something which is used for medicine will only be able to become medicine. A sweet seed will give a sweet result and a sour will give a sour. For anyone to claim that there is a result which didn't come from a seed, then who with knowledge could establish such a thing? If someone has intelligence or knowledge, they wouldn't even try to establish that. This is only something people with inferior intelligence would try to establish.
Sāngūng chūrpa kānti nī chūnāṁ kūyīngi tīndhūntū rēmjī jāmbar chūrpa lī sāngjī kōpāṁ tōpār yu.
The basic element itself makes up the seed. It is used to be the basis of all phenomena. By refining it in gradual steps, the level of Buddhahood will be attained.
Sāngūng chūrpa kānti nī nīngbō tīnī chū tāmjī jī tīndhūntū tīnri karirā sāna Mato Pakapsum Corvatini. Kain send the taking in Bom Mato Pata Marek Pare Telatina, Cordigan, Gom Cordigan, Cordigan. Nyande Jetin Carre, same genelo taking in Bota Tona, Torpa said in Young Island about Tovaritis and two times Jetin the taking in Bot. Remde Jambar Jovale, Tina, taking in two times Jetin the Jobba taking in Botini. Rambha yendo jambar choba le, rambha jambe sanje kompa thobar jo, dhobha sanje thobar.
So the Buddha nature is viewed to be the seed, which is the basis for all phenomena. How is this? This is because if you have not realized the Buddha nature, if you are ignorant about it, you are, this is the seed, this is the basis for samsara, where you have all the delusions, whereas if you have realized the Buddha nature, then you have exhausted all your delusions and you have nirvana. So this is how the Buddha nature, through gradually refining it, you will be able to attain the state of Buddhahood.
Then Remke answered the Tikpa Timbilola, Sola, Jolan, Tola, Gomla, Malop, Langa, Yere, Lan, Rimba, Nate, Rimba, Yindo, Tini, Yango.
So, how are you gradually refining the Buddha nature? Well, in the Mahayana, you're doing this through the five paths, namely the path of accumulation, the path of application, the path of seeing, and the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning. Through these five paths, you are attaining Buddhahood.
Tremi nyama dava yang train down, Kungna, Tawatan, Drajin Dong Dong Dolaso, Drapangai Deval.
Even though the sun and the moon themselves are free of veils, they can be covered by five kinds of obscuration: clouds, fog, and smoke, the face of Rahula and dust.
Taking the taking away, Sarawaye said, Dota Nesem Lelotan, Gopatan, and Tetonte, Japanai, Japanjo.
Similarly, the luminous radiance of mind can be covered by five kinds of veils: desire, ill will, and nakedness, as well as agitation and doubt.
They capture disease, Penga, Mulla, Kay, the name Peking, Japanati.
So first, Nagarjuna in the previous verse is given five examples of something covering, and then he explains in the next verse what they correspond to.
Dōtāṁ dīkāpsaṁ dōtāṁ sīcate dhyūna hācāṁ kēmbā kēmbō tṛmātāṁ. Nāyāsaṁ sīcate yīnke yīnla nāyāsaṁ yāpā, yīn lōngchū kēmbō kēmbā nāyāsaṁ yāpā. No semta, no basset to semiva. Lilo la, Teranzakoni. Goba said the sem thing is in Gombaka to Goba. Tetom said the chile y kimeba. Lo ten is on your body. The Depangate, Depangat the dip, Depangat young. Depanga, my young man, and you took me. You won't want to see for woman. Yeah.
So what is meant with desire is to have a strong attachment to sense pleasures. Ill will means that we want to harm other beings, for example, we want to harm others that are rich or have great welfare. Then laziness, we all know this, when we won't explain. Then agitation is if your mind is disturbed in samadhi, and doubt means that you are in two minds about dharma.
Tā kūjī pītēmbā ne jetar mīyī tāpī kū nā sō tēmē tēmā jīn. Jetar mīyī nāng yōng nā tēmā sēcchūr kūmē tārā.
Just as a clean piece of cloth can be stained with various stains by fire, and if it is put in the fire, the stains will be burned but not the cloth.
Dē kū chēpār jīn lā yī kū chēpār jīn tēmā yōpā kāsā mē lā sā nā Tama tsik kui ma tsik pachi yore se gino, a ti yi gino. Me tapu kui te, na tso tama tama jin, kui te tama na tsokpa yo na, tama jin te, me nang de chok na, tama te tsik dogre kui se gimare. Pe te gendo, na tso lam nyang so lam pe, tama jangre, dibzi ki tama jangre, dibza te shing yingbo, shing dogmare, ngondi jibu, wa tena.
So this example, the cloth in this example is a special kind of cloth they have in one of the god realms. So it is said that in this realm, if the clothes of these gods are stained by various types of stains, then they just put it into fire and this will purify their cloth. The fire will not burn the cloth but only take the dirt out of it. So similarly, when we are practicing on the path to Buddhahood, the fire can remove all the veils that cover the Buddha nature, but the Buddha nature itself is not burnt.
Dingsang kikse na me kangpa me cho de me se ya ka se ge do, tene me se pa kaap so kunya ke ku me ke me se pa tu du kikse na yu sa. Ke che rang su du ke mendo pa kye.
Likewise, the luminous radiance of mind can be stained by desire and so on. The afflictions are burned by the fire of wisdom, but the luminous clarity is not.
Kujipetenpa teikindo. Voisarvayi sem, Rungi wo sarva sem deki nyingpo tingi, docha laso tama ting, docha laso pa tama naso ting tingi, yihi me nyimong se, tonyi topi yihi te me nda wore, tonyi topi yihi ki me ke nyong mongpa se kere, ina yang, tenyi wa sa ma yinu, tonyi topi yihi ki me tingi ki, wa sa ki sem tingi se kama, yang takpa zo.
So similarly, the luminous clarity of mind, the natural clear light of mind, the Buddha nature, can be stained by desire and so on. This can be burned away by the wisdom which realizes emptiness. The wisdom which realizes emptiness is here exemplified by fire, which will burn the afflictions away. Whereas this fire will not burn the luminous radiance of mind, the nature of mind.
Ti lo le lo sama tangbu kala thokar tiki ni je pati ke.
So now we reach the end of what the first translator has to translate.
Kanje gandala.